It is the afternoon show, KEXP. New music there from the Lumineers from 3, the song Gloria, a new Big Thief song called Cattails, and a brand new Sufjan Stevens song that just dropped like 2 days ago called Love Yourself. That was the set. Kevin Cole with you. I'm down in the performance space with Jonathan, Charity, and Matt from The Head and the Heart. It's great to see you.
It's great to be here.
It's great to be here.
It's our first time in the new building.
Hey, what do you think?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I've been enjoying the piano over there in the corner for the last half an hour. Also, there's a shower in the bathroom.
I know. We can fit a piano in the cabin, in the performance space. First of all, that in and of itself is amazing.
Yeah, well done.
How about a couple songs, and then we can catch up?
You got it. Sounds good.
La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la. La 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 la. If I never come through, yes, it haunts me. Sunny days I'd miss you, yes, it haunts me. First you see it, then you feel it. Now I'm caught and we're making our own thing. Now I'm following you out to the coast. If I never come through, if I never come through, tell me I lost a step. Crisscrossed in the wrong direction. Found myself in a conversation from a misconnection. Standing there in a purple dress. I point my eyes in the right direction. I find myself in a conversation from a misconnection. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la la la. From a missed connection. I lost myself in this maze. Yes, it haunts me. I felt it slipping sideways. Yes, it haunts me. But I see it and I feel it in my soul. There's something I'm missing. Should I follow this wherever it goes? I will always come through. I will always come through. Crisscrossed in the wrong direction. I found myself in a conversation from a missed connection. Standing there in a purple dress. I point my eyes in the right direction. I find myself in a conversation from a missed connection. Only as alone as I wanna be. Passing all the people standing on the street. The fallen fruit of a family tree. A crystal ball in the Odyssey. Did you find whatever you were looking for? I'd open every single door. I get the feeling you've been here before. From a missed connection. Don't tell me I lost a step. Crisscrossed in the wrong direction. I found myself in a conversation. From a missed connection. Standing there in a purple dress. I point my eyes in the right direction. I find myself in a conversation. From a misconnection. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Never fall to see it. We be fools and wasted for the weekend. We're falling to feel the pain again. From a misconnection.
Nice. The Head and the Heart live on KEXP, doing some instrument swapping. Just heard Misconnection. That is from the new album, Living Mirage.
This is another new one off the new record. It's called See You Through My Eyes.
The nature we see, wouldn't you know it now? Life's got a funny way of showing us how. I see you standing there listening in the leaves,
looking down, shining on me, trying to show me how. Just takes a while, you should know this by now. Until you learn to love yourself, the door is locked to someone else.
I'm just as damaged as you are.
Without the dark, there is no light. But don't give the ghost an inch tonight.
I saw the signs you were leaving, but I didn't wanna believe it.
This could be so easy if you could see it through my eyes.
Tell myself not to let it go. Hold on to something so beautiful.
This could be so easy if you could see it through my eyes.
I tell myself not to let it go. Hold on to something so beautiful.
I watched you leave, and there's still so much of you left in me. But as time will show us, no one ever stops the wind from blowing. Well, I was waiting on you, you were waiting on me too. Change into something, baby. Change is a beautiful thing. Until you learn to love yourself, the door is locked to someone else.
Harness is damaged with you gone, scattered to pieces with you gone.
Without the dark, there is no light. But don't give the ghost an inch tonight.
I saw the signs you were leaving, but I didn't wanna believe it.
This could be so easy if you could see it through my eyes.
Tell myself not to let it go. Hold on to something so beautiful.
This could be so easy if you could see. Someone else.
I saw the signs you were leaving, but I didn't wanna believe it.
This could be so easy if you could see it through my eyes.
I tell myself not to let it go. Hold on to something so beautiful.
This could be so easy if you could see it through my eyes.
I tell myself not to let it go. Hold on to something so beautiful.
Magic does something to me.
Charity, Jonathan, and Matt from The Head and the Heart, live on the afternoon show here on KEXP. Two songs, kind of stripped down versions of songs from the new album, Living Mirage. See You Through My Eyes was that last one. It was cool to hear this version of it, to kind of hear how the song probably developed or evolved, because on the record, man, it's such a lush pop production.
Yeah, it's funny. That was one of that song in particular, it took us the longest to find what felt natural, you know? Like sometimes, now that we've figured out what we're doing on it, it almost feels like an obvious, effortless move of like, okay, this is the pulse of this song with more instrumentation.
Right.
But we fought that song a lot, actually, because there's certain, I mean, not to get too nerdy on it, but like the choruses, we almost treated the verses and the choruses opposite of what we inherently would do typically, like just to keep it down in those choruses and let the vocals do most of the lifting. This is one of my favorite songs on the record, actually, and it's bare bones the way we just did it. goes right to the source whenever we do it like this, and it's kind of my favorite version as well, doing it like this.
Yeah, I love both. The album version jumped out at me, and it's so catchy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the vocals soar on the album version, too. Mm-hmm. They really take off in the chorus, and there's that great, it's not a hand clap, but it kind of serves as one. Really cool.
And the timpani too, like, lifts it so much. It feels Lion King to me a little bit. In a subconscious way.
It's true.
Which is the best.
Yeah.
So sonically, tell me about the new album and how you explore different sounds and styles, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I feel like in general, like the kind of head down, like top down concept of just really starting out with trying to remove any rules. Like sonically, the record clearly sounds like there's an evolution from album one, but psychologically, I feel like it was the first time we had ever allowed ourselves to go back to removing rules and boundaries for ourselves. You know, when you make your first record, you don't have any sense of who you are as a band and what you can and cannot do or use. And after three records, it finally started to feel good again and just say, like, wait, why can't I just keep playing this on the synthesizer? Why do I have to pick up this or that?
That's probably different, though, because then a lot of bands, in that challenging yourself to actually explore and be okay with doing something different than, you know, maybe what people think you sound like or should sound like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that started to kind of, I mean, there were sonic changes when starting on our second album, when we like were able to record, like rehearse, write, and demo, and then record in the studio, though, you know, like the whole process, it kind of opened up a whole palette of colors that we could play around with, you know? And so ever since then, since second album, we've been so lucky to have resources where we can do that, you know, just spend more time in a studio. And that really, like, you can hear that kind of allowance of exploration on this record, especially.
Yeah. You're kind of on the 3-year plan, an album every 3 years.
Yeah. We're trying to break that.
And, It sounds like, or what I've read at least, is when you started the process for this new record, you really not only wanted to just kind of reestablish or reconnect your relationship as a band, right? And really explore and examine whether that still felt right to you, because you live in different areas of the country now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So physically, it's got to be a little more of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been there's been a lineup change as well. So the way I understand it is it was about reconnecting as a band, but also reexamining your friendship and,
right.
and probably what originally kind of brought you together.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I'm sure we could all speak to that differently. Maybe we all should, but we first got back together in January of 2018 after ending the last tour of Signs of Light the previous year. And I think as soon as we arrived in Joshua Tree, we spent about a month in Joshua Tree. I felt very prepared or open in terms of music, but I hadn't factored in. I was a little short-sighted. I hadn't factored in the fact that we've been touring for nine and a half years at that time, and the amount of band-aids that we've been putting on things. And it was just, there was just so many things that we weren't really dealing with or talking about, that music, the ceiling felt very low in terms of being able to speak to one another without speaking, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so, fortunately, I think we sort of were aware of that and started having just real adult conversations and realizing that you can't just put all your eggs in one basket, which is the music aspect of things. And, you know, this isn't a band of like one person who has people come in and play what they want, what they're told to play. You know, you want these people's personalities to invoke emotions out of you and vice versa. And in order for that to happen, we had to just kind of hit the restart button, you know, and just start over and visit each other and call each other and talk, you know, and not just show up on tour, which is, you know, it just happens after 9 years of doing something together. So.
Yeah. And I feel like there's just such different personalities in the band, you know, with the exception of John and Tyler, like none of us knew each other when we started, you know? And so I think some of us from the East Coast, some of us from the West Coast, you know, and like there's just different modes of communication. And, you know, we're basically in this like, you know, 6-part marriage, you know, and then we're like living in vans.
We were the first polyamorous.
Bus.
I was going to say,
we're not the first. We're not the last.
Fleetwood Mac has to be my decade.
But, you know, and so I think like different kinds of personalities kind of, you know, communicate and exist in relationships in different ways. You know, speaking for myself is a very surprisingly deep empath. You know, like, I'm very affected by if relationships aren't, you know, if the foundation is cracked. You know, it's like, I don't want to be productive. I can't play music if that's not, you know, whole. And I think in relationships, there's a reality of, like, you're always learning, you're always working, you're always processing. And so we kind of made music while we were processing each other. And I think that's just always the truth for us as a band. You know, the music will always be an extension of relationships at the time. And
yeah.
Yeah, that kind of self-examination is great fodder for songwriting, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It goes hand in hand.
And hearing you say that, Charity, I mean, it's just realizing how lucky you are to have somebody like that in your band who is, you might look at it as a handicap from time to time, but it's also, as long as it's respected and utilized, it's actually like a godsend. Mm. Thanks, girl.
Thanks.
Nice.
It's tough.
It's funny. We've started using these interviews as therapy. It's just, you know, it's a lot cheaper and, you know, private.
Yeah, how much are you charging per hour?
You're accredited, right? Yeah. I know you don't have
And I'm just going to kick back,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You create those awkward moments where you have to fill in the gaps. So, obviously, as artists, you can use the music you're creating as a means to work through some of those challenges. But what role did music play when you were at Joshua Tree to kind of move the relationship along? And I mean other music. Did you listen to other music in that reconnecting with each other? Were you sharing songs around a campfire or in the van? Or
there was a nice fire there, fire pit.
Yeah, and the fire pit was blazing every night.
The album would be different if we had microphones out by the campfire every time.
Although we did that.
We did that. That's true.
We recorded some of your songs out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, campfire duty.
That'll have to be the B-sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some killer B-sides already. But, I mean, I think in terms of music that was influencing us, maybe you go back even earlier, the last tour we were doing on the Signs of Light record, Chris Zashi, the bass player, has this art of, he's kind of like a wizard in terms of making people be influenced by what he wants to be influenced by. And I'm making him sound more manipulative than he is.
There's an art to it.
Yeah, and he's nailed it. Like, so basically, we'll put on Stop Making Sense, which we all love anyways, but to really absorb it, it's just on repeat on the TV, on the bus. You're like about to walk on stage, Stop Making Sense is on. You come off stage, Stop Making Sense is on. The next morning, it's Rattle and Hum, U2's documentary. But he just had, and a lot of Mellencamp, a lot of like basically the year was 1987 that we were allowed to live in. A lot of good Mellencamp, Springsteen, Tunnel of Love area, U2 and Talking Heads, yeah.
And then Tyler is always like the sort of member who kind of keeps us current as well. So you just played one of our favorite, like collective favorites of the last year and a half or a few years, Big Thief. We were like huge fans of Big Thief as well. So
the last album, yeah.
Have you had a chance to play with them or see them live?
Yeah, they opened for us one show. Sorry,
That was Boston, I think.
I think it was Ohio.
With that amphitheater.
No, Charity's right. It was Boston. We played a show.
Boston?
With them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make more sense. Ohio. Yeah.
Similar to the Cleveland amphitheater, but Boston. Yeah.
But we were playing together, so we didn't get a chance to like just be fans in the audience for that show. So I think our first like full-on Big Thief experience is yet to come, I think.
They are so good live. The new album is fantastic.
It's so good, yeah.
As is your new album, but we're going to hear something from Signs of Light first, right?
Yeah, this next song is called Library Magic.
Right on, it is the Head and the Heart live on KEXP.
Drawn to that sort of library magic, whispering through the dusty aisles, watching all the thinkers read. Trying to keep a grown man quiet, it's like pulling teeth on a winter's eve. Cracks and pores in unfamiliar roads, I'm on this one to find out.
bet you guess some brothers harass. Can't stay healthy in a cloud of eyes, listening to my every move, just trying to survive. Self-imposed adventures that selfishness drives. I can barely keep my head above the blue, trying to keep it off of me and you. I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for this chapter's right. And there will always be better days. There will always be better days. Making music is what we do, trying to weave the patterns for me and you, trying to make the grasses breathe and a grown man cry. Truth and life is where I clean, just tangled up in the funnel's wings, trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking. I'm trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking. I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for this chapter's right. There will always be better days. There will always be better days. Being alone isn't lonely, it's sought after like a holiday. Being home is my vacation, postcard dreams of a full-size bed. Quit the band one too many times, serious enough to get a rise. Heal up in the next morning for another drive. That's a promise, the best advice we ever received is for you and me to stay together. It's easy to begin and hard to end. I'm just glad to go through it all with you as friends. And I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for these chapters are right. There will always be better days. There will always be better days. There will always be better days.
Just realized we made a set list that it requires us to switch guitars every song.
It is the Head and the Heart live on KEXP. Just heard Library Magic. That is from 2016 Signs of Light album. New album is Living at Mirage.
We're going to do another new one to finish things off, round things off. It's a song called People Need a Melody.
Frozen in time.
when you're stuck in the past. Boy, when you're gonna learn the world moves fast. So pick yourself up, kid. I can't bear the weight. Let the light back in. 'Cause you've been walking blind. Now it's all on you. Don't you let it fade before your time goes. I don't want a love that holds us back. I don't want a life that I can have. 'Cause people need a melody to open their eyes, like a key to a memory frozen in time. Holding on to everything, you're stuck in the past. Boy, when you're gonna learn the world moves fast. The world moves. It's been a little while since we've been together. It's been a long time since we were young and wild. Remember when we were friends? Remember when we were lovers? Not too late, it was never too late. People need a melody to open their eyes to a memory frozen in time. Holding on to everything, you're stuck in the past. Boy, when you're gonna learn the world moves fast. People need a melody to open their eyes to a memory frozen in time. I don't want a love that holds us back. I don't.
People need a melody. That is Jonathan Charity Matt from The Head and the Heart, stripped down acoustic version of that track from the new album, Living Mirage. Man, it's a remarkable and beautiful thing to watch and hear you sing together.
Thanks. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. That's why we keep doing it, I guess.
I guess we'll keep doing it.
Might as well. Yeah, since forming a decade ago at a series of open mics here at Counterburn Pub in Seattle, a lot's changed. We talked a bit about it. You live in different cities. The last album you recorded in L.A. But some of this new album you recorded here in Seattle, in West Seattle.
Oh. What we kind of wrote at our house, actually, in West Seattle.
Yeah,
but
as well as what island were we on?
We were Whidbey Island.
Whidbey Island.
Yeah, thank you, Joe and Maureen Brotherton, for hooking us up on the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, half the record was done in Nashville. That we kind of did in two chunks, basically what we had from Joshua Tree in 2008 in January. We kind of did that section at Nashville. This place called Omni Studios, where Jules Pieces of You was recorded. Big fan.
That was the selling point for us.
Yeah.
Once we saw that record on the wall, we were like, okay.
Yeah. Bored, don't care. Music City, it's fine.
Whatever.
Jewel Pieces of You. Yeah. Yeah, I guess between LA, Nashville, started at High Dez and Joshua Tree.
We were in Wisconsin.
Appleton, Wisconsin. And then West Seattle, I guess San Francisco for you. So yeah, I mean, place kind of, it was a lot of variants of place on this album. And, it's interesting because I feel like each song, you know, like we kind of, it just makes me think of like, normally I'm kind of a completionist and I like want everything to feel cohesive, you know? And I feel like you know, like we fell into that and it was intentional, but on this album, but we also like treated each song as if it's its own album, you know? And I think having so much variance in place, you know, kind of influenced each of those individual songs, you know, in such a varied way, you know, but it all like works, you know,
for you when you hear did, those songs.
I don't know if any of that made sense.
No, I did actually. I was following the whole time. I was like, she's crushing it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure geography has a huge influence.
Yeah,
you know, on the inspiration and the feelings you're generating.
Totally. Yeah.
And then, you know, you've got the Jewel album cover looking down on you.
That's right. You walk by in the hall every time you're having a bad day. You're like, come on now. You can't be bummed out in this place.
So the album Living Mirage came out 2 weeks ago. And I don't see a full-on tour schedule yet or any Seattle date. So what's happening? Yeah. I'm sure that's in the works.
No, we're
actually, a little band called The Beatles did this thing where they just stopped touring. They just put out music and... no, I'm just kidding.
We're not doing.
We can't afford to do that, but...
yeah, so there's nothing announced and technically on the public books, but we're definitely always trying to figure out a special way to come back here and play. So we're batting around some different things.
Sweet. Well, we look forward to that.
Thank you. Yeah.
The Head and the Heart here on KEXP. Thank you so much for sharing some of the new songs with KEXP listeners.
Anytime. Thank you, yeah, so
thank
much.
You for having us. Thank you guys for having us back in.
A huge thanks to all the donors that make these sessions possible. Thank you for your support. Also to the audio video team capturing everything today. Yeah. Kevin Suggs on sound, Greta Heller on the board. Volunteers Sandra and Nancy helping out behind the scenes, and McKenna as well, and Kelsey and Matilde. So thank you all, and again, the Head and the Heart. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Thanks again.
Yeah, it is KEXP Seattle.